Oregon Governor Kate Brown rolled out a two-year spending plan Thursday at the state capitol. The proposal tackles a $1.7 billion budget shortfall with a mix of program cuts and tax hikes. Salem correspondent Chris Lehman reports.
The governor's budget includes what she calls painful cuts to state services. Those are cuts that likely would have been avoided if voters had approved Measure 97, the corporate tax hike, on last month's ballot. Brown's proposal does include some tax increases, a higher tobacco tax, a tax on hospitals, and getting rid of a tax break for some kinds of businesses. But all told, those tax hikes would raise less than one-sixth of what Measure 97 would have brought in. Brown, a Democrat, says she's still talking with business and labor groups about how to raise more revenue.
Oregon governors and legislative leadership have struggled to find the right solution. I am hoping that over the next several months, possibly years, that we can find that right solution.
The governor's spending proposal is a starting point for what will be a months-long budget crafting process involving state lawmakers. I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.